Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
You ever noticed our Surgeon General seems like he's always out of breath? Unrelated to Hollywood. He was on a couple of shows over the weekend, and every time I've seen that guy in interviews, it's like he's totally out of breath. Like, dude, take a breath. Slow down. It's okay. All right, on to Hollywood. Elton John, through his AIDS Foundation, has launched a COVID-19 emergency fund to help those with HIV maintain their care in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Over the weekend, Elton John tweeted, "Today, I'm proud to announce that my foundation is launching a $1 million COVID-19 emergency fund to make sure that our frontline partners can respond to the effects of COVID-19 on HIV care for the most marginalized communities around the world." In a statement, the foundation says, "The Elton John AIDS Foundation's mission is to end the AIDS epidemic. For almost 30 years, we've prioritized people around the world who are most vulnerable to HIV and AIDS, and those most likely to be left behind as HIV treatment and care expands. Today, those people become extra vulnerable because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are launching a new COVID-19 emergency fund that can protect the people we have always sought to serve through HIV care, treatment, and prevention, as well as mitigating the damage that COVID-19 can do, particularly to the global gains we're making for the more than 37 million people already living with HIV. Speaking of great things and people putting their money in the right place, Tyler Perry. He's a big fan of the Houston's restaurant chain. And through the stay-home order, he's been driving to a Houston's on Northside Parkway in Atlanta pretty frequently to pick up some grub. And yesterday, he showed his appreciation in a big way. When Perry picked up his meal, he left a $500 tip for each of the 42 AutoWorks servers. That's a tip totaling $21,000. Now, it's not the first time Perry has stepped in during crisis. When Hurricane Dorian pummeled the Bahamas, he had his personal seaplane fly relief supplies to the Abaco Islands, which were hardest hit by the hurricane. His plane had made several trips packed with water, diapers, snacks, hygiene products, and other essentials to victims of the hurricane, and each time his plane returned to reload, it brought with it residents of the islands who were in need of medical aid. Now, this gigantic tip in the midst of the COVID-19 unemployment explosion is just one more gold star added to his chart. Personal opinion here, his movies are terrible, but his heart, truly one of a kind. Pop star Pink announced over the weekend that she had tested positive for COVID-19. She also announced that she's donating $500,000 each to two emergency funds. In a pair of tweets, she said she and her three-year-old son were displaying symptoms 2 weeks ago, and she tested positive after accessing tests through a primary care provider. Her family had already been sheltering at home and continued to do so, she said. They were tested again just a few days ago and were negative. She wrote, "This illness is serious and real. People need to know that the illness affects the young and the old, the healthy, the unhealthy, the rich, the poor, and we must make testing free and more widely accessible to protect our children, our families, our friends, and our communities." She then called healthcare workers heroes and ended her post with an appeal to the public. She said, "These next 2 weeks are crucial. Please stay home. Please stay home." An actress and activist, Shirley Douglas, passed away yesterday at the age of 86. Her son, actor Kiefer Sutherland, made the announcement on Twitter. He said, "Early this morning, my mother, Shirley Douglas, passed away due to complications surrounding pneumonia, not related to COVID-19. My mother was an extraordinary woman who led an extraordinary life. Sadly, she had been battling for her health for quite some time, and we as a family knew this day was coming. To any families who have lost loved ones unexpectedly to the coronavirus, my heart breaks for you. Please stay safe." Again, Shirley Douglas, gone at the age of 86. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Wheels Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.